Merci, Monsieur le Président. Monsieur le Président,
Chair, High Commissioner for Refugees, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, permit me to welcome you on behalf of the Republic of Serbia, to wish this year's session all the success. UN High Commissioner for Refugees is a large-scale partner of the Republic of Serbia in the course of protecting displaced persons. We are grateful to the HCR and to Mr. Grandi, High Commissioner himself, for their support of cooperation with the Republic of Serbia in order to overcome the existing challenges raised by the Balkan conflicts in the 90s, as well as to fully respect the rights of those who have found themselves in the territory of the Serb Republic in terms of their security from conflicts elsewhere in the world. It is with great concern that we note the HCR data on 27.1 million refugees, 53.2 displaced persons, internally displaced persons in the world, as well as 4.6 million asylum seekers. This is a tragic consequence of the global challenges characterizing the times we live in.
Serbia is still one of the countries with the largest number of internally displaced persons in Europe, and one of the five countries in the world with a protracted displacement crisis. The wars of the 1990s forced more than half a million Serbs to flee or be expelled from Croatia and Bosnia and Herzegovina. For decades, our country has invested efforts towards their reception and provision of care, but also, more importantly, is creating conditions for their sustainable return to ancestral homes, an endeavor in which, however, we do not always experience the understanding and readiness of the invited parties and involved parties for working together and finding a permanent solution. Internal displacement has been a special problem facing Serbia. In light of the fact that over 200,000 persons were forced to leave their homes in our southern province of Kosovo and Metohija, seeking safety and protection from systematic persecution to which persons of non-Albanian nationality have been consistently and continuously exposed. Serbia has been continuously committed to the provision of care to migrants moving towards European countries along the so-called Western Balkan migrant route. Since 2015, around 1.5 million migrants have passed through Serbia, and currently around 6,000 persons staying in reception centers. For its part, Serbia is also making a contribution in terms of caring for persons who were forced to leave their homes in Ukraine due to current events. In this context, I would like to underline, among other things, the donation of the Serbian government in the total amount of €3 million for aid to Ukraine, of which €1.2 million was provided to refugees through UNHCR. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to thank UNHCR once again for the help in implementing the regional housing program for provision of permanent accommodation for refugees and persons displaced after the conflict in the territory of the former Yugoslavia in 1990s. As the President of the Commission for the Coordination of the Permanent Refugee Integration of the Government of Serbia, I personally saw the successful housing of families in Smederevska Palanka, Varvarin, Prokuplje, Niš, and other cities and towns of Serbia, where over 6,500 families have been accommodated to date. The successful implementation of the regional housing program is an example of how we can find a way to a solution when there is an understanding and will for it. This should be a message for finding a durable solution for internally displaced persons from Kosovo and Metohija, where even after more than 20 years, not only that the conditions for sustainable return have not been created, but also the basic human and civil rights of internally displaced persons are not respected. It is a devastating fact that less than 2% of IDPs managed to achieve a sustainable return to their homes in Kosovo and Metohija. We expect the action agenda of the UN General Assembly on internal displacement to create a framework for a new approach to solving the protracted internal displacement in our country. In this regard, we support the three interrelated goals of the action agenda of finding a durable solution to internal displacement prevention through averting the outbreak of crisis and providing effective assistance and protection to the displaced. I also wish to underline that finding a durable solution to forced displacement is closely related to the sustainable development goals. I can proudly say that Serbia is the first country that adopted the principle of leave no one behind from Agenda 2030 to its legislative system by adopting the appropriate legal framework in September this year. Enfin, je veux...
In conclusion, I'd like to re-emphasize the fact that progress in exercising the rights of persons in forced displacement communities represents a kind of test of our responsibility and commitment to the principles of humanity and solidarity. So, may I reiterate here Serbia's readiness to continue its constructive cooperation with the High Commissioner. I thank you.
Je vous remercie, Monsieur le...
I thank you, Minister.